Memorial at St. Joseph's Cross, Trangers. The memorial erected at the Croix Saint-Joseph Crossroads in Trangers is dedicated to the memory of Louis Lanus, shot by the Germans on June 18, 1944, at the age of 37. Louis Lanus was born in Paris. He took refuge in the Allier region with his family, hiding in the Hazard farm at the Joly family in Venus. It was there that he found refuge while taking an active part in the actions of the FTP resistance group in Trangers. Denunciations. The Trangers postman had intercepted some of the denunciations, but not all of them. Following a long series of letters of denunciation from the village priest, the German army invaded Trangers on June 18, 1944, in search of the terrorists and weapons that had been reported to them. At the wrong time, in the wrong place. It was barely 6 o'clock in the morning on June 18, 1944, when Louis Lanus was riding his bicycle to Peronne Woods to test weapons recovered from a parachute drop for the resistance. The small machine gun was in pieces, dismantled in a bag, placed in the crate on his bicycle's luggage rack. An unexpected meeting. Lanus was surprised by the Germans at the outlet of the small Rue de Vergère at the top of the village of Trangers. Realizing the danger of the situation, he tried to get rid of his compromising luggage by throwing his bag on a nearby coal heap. But less than 100 meters away, his gesture had not escaped the soldiers' notice. They seized him, shot him, and then dragged his body to the nearby Croix Saint-Joseph crossroads. It was there that they abandoned Lanus's body before going on to attack the houses of the village. Verified denunciations. German soldiers had proof of the allegations in the letters of denunciation, and without delay they continued their work, smashing the doors with sticks and waking the sleeping inhabitants with a start. In the absence of a confession or other weapons discovered, the German soldiers took a group of 7 men as hostages and lined them up along the wall of the post office while they continued to search the houses of the village. Then, at the end of a long parade through the whole town to terrorize the villagers, they stopped at the crossroads of Rue de Riat near the wall of the Ville Marie-Louise Park, home of Mr. Marioni, the special delegate set up by Pétain. Extreme tension. Marioni, the man who Pétain had installed as a special delegate in place of the mayor, spoke German, and it was thanks to his intervention that the hostages were saved. Another drama avoided. As it happened, the week before the tragedy, Mr. Marignoni had received a visit from the resistance fighters from Trangers and had to hand over his weapons and the keys to the town hall to them. Understanding that the defeat of the Nazis and their collaborators was as imminent as it was inevitable, Marignoni behaved with dignity in front of the German officer by vouching for the hostages, who were released around 11 a.m. A few days later, on June 29th, a German column was caught in an ambush by the men of the Maquis Daniel Casanova in their turns at the Rocher Noir, after having passed Châtillon in the direction of Moulins.